And we return. It's Thursday's edition of Topical Currents. Joseph Cooper, along with Bonnie Berman. And, of course, it's Thursday, so joining us now is chef, author, and syndicated columnist, Linda Gassenheimer. Linda, I'm surprised you're not wearing a Hawaiian shirt, considering today's topic. So Trader Joe's is coming to South Florida. We're going to learn more about it.
Yay.
Right. See, yay. It's like a cult following.
I've been waiting for 15 years.
See, well, first it was Whole Foods, then Fresh Market, and now Trader Joe's is coming, another national chain. Because for many years, it was Publix and Winn-Dixie that were the major players here. But tomorrow, Friday, Trader Joe's is opening up. And here to tell us all about it is Jody McCullough. And she's the store captain. Jody, are you with us? Welcome.
I am. Thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited to be on the program.
Well, thank you. I know you are so busy with everything opening up tomorrow. But we'd also love to hear from our listeners.
Yeah.
Do you know about Trader Joe's, or have you been to one elsewhere? Give us a call. That's 800-743-9576, 800-743-WLRN. Do we have email today?
We do, radio@WLRN.org.
And Twitter?
@topicalcurrents.
Okay, great. Also with us is our favorite wine guy. It's Fred Tasker. He's joining us by Skype. And you can read Fred's wine suggestions from my Dinner in Minutes column. And you can also read his wine column that's in today's Miami Herald. Fred, what are we drinking today?
Well, I thought I would talk about wine and Trader Joe's. It's a very interesting story.
It sure is. Jody's laughing. That story will come up later to be continued. And so, Jody McCullough, your store opens tomorrow. You're called the store captain rather
That's
than
right.
a manager. What's this all about?
Well, you know, we definitely have a nautical theme here at Trader Joe's. We like to say that, you know, we travel the culinary seas looking for unique products for our stores. So I'm the captain of the ship. I lead the ship.
I see. And then I noticed I was there yesterday, saw the store as a magnificent store.
Yes.
You have mates. They're not assistant supervisors. They're mates.
Well, that's correct. You know, I have a group of first mates, you know. They assist me with all the everyday functions and duties of running a grocery store and running this great ship, Trader Joe's.
Well, you know, you mentioned Trader Joe's, as we just heard Bonnie, and many people, they get so excited. It's it's almost like a cult following. So tell us a little bit about Trader Joe's, because it's a totally different concept
Absolutely.
From what we're used to.
Sure. Well, Trader Joe's is a unique neighborhood grocery store. We sell everything from the exotic to the basics. And when I say basics, I mean your eggs, your milk, butter, flour. 80% of our products are under the Trader Joe's private label. That means it's free of artificial flavors, colors, and preservatives.
So you control all of it.
Sure.
Your ingredients. So what surprised me when I saw it is that, you know, there's no deli counter.
Mm-hmm.
There's no meat counter.
Mm-hmm.
It's just people just sort of pick up and go.
Correct. Yeah, everything comes in prepackaged fresh every single day from our warehouses in the morning. So we get that in first thing in the morning, and then we get it right onto the shelves.
So how would you describe your store? Would you call it organic, gourmet, moderate price? Where would you put your store?
Sure. You know, we carry a bunch of everything. You know, we do carry organic products, we carry natural products, and we carry conventional products. It's kind of a mixed bag. And, you know, all our products are popular. Otherwise, we wouldn't sell them. Our customers truly have the purchasing power in our stores. They decide what stays on the shelves and you know, what we discontinue.
Okay, so now I brought some here for us to taste, and we're all gorging ourselves.
Yay!
And so what we've got mandarin orange chicken, and we've got some green beans and some brown rice. And I have to tell everyone, I made almost all of it in the microwave.
Oh, wow.
And but I did bake the chicken off in the oven.
Good.
What I love about the microwave part is that there's no pots to wash.
That's
this
right.
is really good.
That's right.
So tell us a little bit about what we're eating.
Sure. So that mandarin orange chicken, of course, that's one of the staples in my house, but it's a really popular item at Trader Joe's. We're going to be sampling that on opening weekend starting at 8 a.m. tomorrow and all through the end of day Saturday. We're going to be sampling that along with our green plant juice, which I think I gave you a gallon of
yes,
that.
Yes, you yeah? did. I was a little concerned about drinking this green plant juice. Tell us about it.
Oh, it's wonderful. You know, it's got five different, green plants into this juice, and it's super healthy. It's delicious. And, yeah, it looks green, but it tastes like a fruit juice. It's really sweet. It's delicious.
What are the plants?
I always think that it would be a little better with a little hit of rum in it or something.
Hey, is that Frank?
Yeah, that's Fred. You, yeah, Fred Tasker.
Fred, I'm with you, Fred.
What are the five plants?
Well, I believe there's broccoli, spirulina, and then let's see, what are the others?
Kale.
There? Yeah, there's some kale. I would have to, I don't have it like right in front of me.
There's
but
a
okay.
lot of different greens.
It's
go to line,
full of everything.
Let's go to line two, Susan. Susan in Sunrise. Hi, Susan, you're on the air.
Hi. Thanks so much for taking my call.
Yes.
I wish so much that Trader Joe's would come to Sunrise. I so desperately miss my Trader Joe's. I moved here from California, and I did so much shopping there, and I just miss it so much. Please, please come to Sunrise.
Well, you are moving up somewhere, aren't you, Jody?
Boca Raton. They're going to be in Boca Raton, but, you know, Sunrise.
Right. Yeah, Boca is next. Now, where is Sunrise exactly?
We're just west of Fort Lauderdale.
Okay, great.
You would love us here.
I know.
Okay. Susan, just keep pleading. Maybe it'll
That's
happen.
Right.
They've got over 400 stores, about 400 now.
Right.
Let's go to line four. Hi, Josie Ann in Miami. You're on the air.
Hi. I just want to tell you how much I love Trader Joe's. And I was introduced to Trader Joe's in Boston, where my daughter lived for a while. Then she moved to New York, then to San Francisco. And my sister lives in Atlanta. And every trip I make, I go to Trader Joe's.
Yay.
So now, have you paid all these people, Jody? I mean, let's...
we have been waiting for Trader Joe's to come to Miami, and I just hope you don't run out of products.
Oh,
I mean,
no.
Honestly, and I'm just so glad. I mean, honestly,
okay.
There's so many things.
Josie Ann, thank you for your call, but we've got loads of calls coming here. This is amazing. Bonnie, you have an email.
We have an email, which I think Fred will find interesting. It's from Mary. She says, we've hauled cases of $2 chuck back from the Cincinnati store for years. Thank goodness that's over. The gas must have cost us more than the wine, but we love the stuff. So what is $2
well,
chuck?
Well, he's going to talk about that
I'll
later on.
I'll be talking about that.
Yes. Oh. All right. So
okay.
Stay tuned. He's got a whole story about it.
Okay. Well, thanks, Mary.
Okay.
We'll learn what it is.
Let's go to line five. Hi, Chris. Coral Gables. You're on the air.
Oh, good afternoon. Thank you. Thank you for coming to Pinecrest. We're very pleased. I heard you mention that things come fresh every day from your warehouse. Where is your closest warehouse to your Pinecrest store?
Sure. Our closest one is in Atlanta.
Oh, okay.
So you're driving, the truck drives every single day from Atlanta down here?
Every day.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, and the store... location, but for everyone who wants, it's sort of across from Dadeland, near Dadeland there,
right. Mm-hmm.
And it's a small parking lot. So where are those trucks going to be?
You know, we actually, I'm glad you brought that up because it was mentioned on the news yesterday about parking. Parking is actually not going to be that bad. You know, we have plenty of spaces. We actually expanded our parking spaces since converting this store from the Borders. So we definitely have some more parking options available. Not to mention the crew here, we're not going to be parking on site. You know, we want to make sure our customers are taken care of. So we're leaving the lot entirely available for our customers and for their convenience. And then there's plenty of parking, you know, across at Dayland. And then also, you know, there's a shopping plaza directly to the right of us, south of us on Dixie Highway that, you know, there's a couple hundred parking spaces just over there alone.
All right. Well, I think you're going to be slammed. We have, thank you for your call, Chris. What surprised me is, you know, I didn't know a lot about Trader Joe's.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, it's kind of a gourmet store, but your prices are very good.
They're wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Bonnie, you have somebody there?
Yeah, Aaron says, I shopped at Trader Joe's in San Luis Obispo, California, as a poor college student. I love being able to afford gourmet food on a college student's budget and all the great wines for $3 to $5 a bottle. I'm so excited to have them in Florida. I emailed them annually to move here.
right.
So let me ask you, you mentioned to me that you think your prices are lower than most of them. I mean, I was surprised. I saw... spice bottles. Now spices can cost, what, $3 or $4 for a bottle? Bonnie's nodding her head, yes. And yours are what, $1.99?
$1.99, absolutely.
Now, what quality are they? How do you keep up your quality at those prices?
They're very high quality. Well, you know, our buying philosophy is unique. You know, we buy direct from our manufacturers, and that avoids the middleman. And in doing this directly passes the savings on to our customers.
The other thing you have that's great that isn't that expensive is coffee.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The coffees are incredible.
But do you have national brand products there as well?
We do carry some national brands, but, you know, 80% of our products are private label. And, you know, like I showed you yesterday when I got to take you on a little tour of the store, even in the cereal section, you know, we do carry a couple national brands, you know, Barbara's, for instance, Kashi. But, you know, 30 cereals in our cereal section are under $2.
And they're huge boxes. That surprised me.
Exactly. And your coffee is Trader Joe's coffee?
We have Trader Joe's coffees. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely.
And the
great
beans.
Quality.
Yeah.
Well, I know, Jody, that you are very, very busy, and I appreciate you taking the time. And you're going to have to leave us now because you're going to get ready for a great crowd tomorrow.
Yes. Well, I just can't thank you enough for having Trader Joe's on your program. We are really excited to meet all of our neighbors here in Pinecrest and South Florida. It's just been a pleasure, and the embrace has been so kind and warm. So I just can't thank everyone enough in this beautiful city.
Well, great. We'll be coming to see you.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'm Linda Gassenheimer. My guest has been Jody McCullough. She's the new Trader Joe's store captain. We're going to take a short break here, and we'll be back with more.
And you're listening to Topical Currents on 91.3 WLRN, South Florida's NPR news station, and NPR for the Florida Keys, 91.5 WKWM. Bailey Hall, located on the Broward College campus in Davie, presents Chicago's iconic improvisational comedy troupe, Second City, in Happily Ever Laughter, on Thursday, October 24th at 8 p.m. Tickets and information at baileyhall.org. The disease of addiction doesn't discriminate based on age or status. Comprehensive addiction treatment and recovery offered for older adults and baby boomers at Hanley Center. 855-718-2233. Hanley Center Recovery for Life. We're funded by listeners like you and by Best Roofing, hosting the Trunk or Treat Extravaganza this Saturday, inviting families to a safe trick-or-treat event at Best Roofing, 1600 Northeast 12th Terrace, Fort Lauderdale, benefiting Pantry of Broward.
You can discover the mystery and marvel behind our nation's most celebrated comic book superheroes when Young at Art Museum presents Zap, Pow, Bam, the superhero, the golden age of comic books, 1938 to 1950, a national traveling exhibition now through Sunday, January 5th, 2014. Zap, Pow, Bam explores the origin and popularity of beloved icons, including Superman, Batman, Captain Marvel, Wonder Woman, and Captain America. Details at youngatartmuseum.org.
And we're back. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. Our guest was Jody McCullough. She's the new Trader Joe's store captain. And she's been telling us all about South Florida's newest supermarket entry here. And it's in Pinecrest, the new Trader Joe's. It opens tomorrow, Friday. She gave us some great tips and told us about the store. And she had to leave us because she's really, really busy.
Where is it? It's the old Borders?
It's the old Borders. Okay. It's on US 1. It's kind of opposite Shorty's.
Oh, okay.
And for those people who, this amazes me. People tell me that there's a Trader Joe's in Naples that they would drive over to Naples, fill up their trunk with Trader Joe's.
Actually,
and come
if it's
back.
That close to Shorty's, you could probably take Metro Rail down there.
I'm sure you could. That'd probably be a better idea tomorrow.
Yeah.
Over the weekend. So anyway, now it's dinner in minutes time. And so for those that nights that you're going to make a quick and easy dinner, and this one only takes 20 minutes. And it's a roast pork with hot pepper succotash. It's it's kind of an autumn dish. The pork tenderloin is coated with some dry rub. Now I use some ground cumin and coriander and some cayenne pepper and a little brown sugar. And here's a tip for everybody. If your spices are more than 6 months old, it's time for new ones. It's sort of hard to throw away that whole bottle of spice, but now you can go get one at Trader Joe's for $1.99.
But Linda, you're doing another spicy dish. I'm proud of you.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just for you, Fred, as always.
I appreciate that.
Yes, good. Well, anyway, this pork broils in about 15 minutes, and my secret is that I butterfly it, the tenderloin. You cut it almost in half lengthwise, and you open it like a book. And just make sure your broiler is hot and ready to go, and it'll take about 10 minutes. On one side, turn it over, 5 minutes on the other side, and it's done. Now, there's a new guideline for pork these days. It's 145 degrees, and it's finished. And while that pork is cooking, you can make your hot pepper succotash. Just warm some chicken broth, a little canola oil in a skillet, and I added some frozen corn kernels and lima beans. Sauté it 5 minutes, and here's the secret, hot pepper jelly. Just fold it into the vegetables, and it's done. So that complete recipe and a photo is at dinnerinminutes.com, and please follow me on Twitter. That's at L. Gassenheimer.
Is 145 degrees, is that up or down? I mean, did they raise the levels?
Oh, I didn't know what you meant by up or down. they lowered it. It was 165, I think it was. And the USDA, the USDA, because people are afraid to have pink pork.
Yeah, he's worried about trichinosis.
But apparently it doesn't exist anymore. So yeah. The USDA lowered that. So you can have nice juicy pork. It doesn't have to be dried out like sawdust. Fred Tasker, what are we drinking?
Well, you can't really talk about Trader Joe's without talking about its most famous wine, and that's the infamous Two Buck Chuck. And what this is, it's a line of wines. It's Cabernet, Chardonnay, Merlot, Sauvignon Blanc, that sort of thing. They got the nickname because they sold exclusively through Trader Joe's in California for $1.99 a bottle and for under $3 in other states. And what's interesting is that a couple of the Two Buck Chuck wines scandalized the wine judging world recently by winning top awards in professional blind tastings, beating out some other wines that sold for as much as $50.
So this Two Buck Chuck did win some awards?
It did, and there was a certain amount of embarrassment on the part of some judges, although as you see, they didn't really back down either. It's an interesting story. The name Chuck came from Charles Shaw, who was an investment banker who started a winery in California in the 80s and didn't do very well. And eventually he sold it to the Bronco Wine Company under owner Fred Franzia. You might recognize the Franzia name. And Bronco specializes in inexpensive wines with names like Red Truck and Napa Ridge, Crane Lake, and that sort of thing. And then the year 2000, Bronco decided to put out a line of wines called Charles Shaw at $1.99 in California and a little bit higher in other states because of distribution costs and that sort of thing. So wine fans quickly dubbed it Two Buck Chuck, and it got very popular. The secret, according to Bronco, was that the company owned 45,000 acres of grapes, so they had economies of scale. But Wine Spectator magazine also said there was a huge glut of wine in California in those days, and that let Bronco buy bulk wines at very low prices. So I think
they don't grow the grapes, are you saying?
In some cases they do and some they don't. They make a lot of this stuff.
Have you tasted it, Fred?
I haven't, no. I've got to try it sometime, but I just haven't had a chance because, Trader Joe's wasn't in Miami for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
In any case, the wine fans loved it, especially during the recent recession, and it quickly zoomed to 5 million cases a year just through Trader Joe's. It's amazing.
Trader Joe's sold 5 million cases of wine a year?
Yeah, well, they got. You said I think they have 400 stores, so even then, that's a lot of wine.
That's a lot of wine.
But, of course, the question is, how good is Two Buck Chuck? And as I said, I've never tasted it myself. Wine Spectator critic James Lauby called it nothing to write home about, but he did say that he could understand its appeal in the recent recession. And then Here's the interesting part. In 2004, Two Buck Chuck made big news when its Shiraz beat out 23 other wines to win a double gold medal in a professional California wine tasting, the Eastern International Wine Competition. And the next year, its wine won the best Chardonnay of California at the California State Fair Wine Competition. This is really the big wine competition.
So they have all types of wines, from Cabernet to Chardonnay to Pinot Noir, is that correct?
Yeah, they make several different kinds of wine. Full disclosure, I was not a part of either judging. But one of the judges, a man I know, called the winning wine a fresh, fruity, well-balanced Chardonnay that people and wine judges, although maybe not wine critics, will like. So recently, Two Buck Chuck raised its prices a bit because of inflation and that sort of thing. So some people are now calling it Three Buck Chuck. And unfortunately, Jody is gone now. I wanted to ask her whether they have these wines in their store here. I presume they do.
Well, I have to tell you. Yeah, go ahead.
And now how much they charge for them.
I can't remember exactly, but it's between $1.99 and $2.99 for the bottles. And the store is filled. They have a whole, it's a small store as far as supermarkets go. I mean, you can get in and out quickly. And a whole section of the store is wine. I mean, huge section. It's all their different wines are there.
Well, let's ask the listeners to go and get a bottle and taste it and call in next week and tell us what they think.
Yeah, good idea.
That's a great idea. Because the other thing is she sent me home with some desserts, too. I mean, you could pick up a whole thing, but it's already prepared. It's all in packages, very clearly marked as to how to use it and how to heat it and warm it and that kind of thing. And I was just amazed that a huge piece of brie was $3 from France.
Gee, I wonder how much of a challenge this will be for the established supermarkets around Miami.
We'll find out. Well, it's been really another very tasty week, and we want to thank Jody for being with us, and she's had to leave us because the store opens in Pinecrest, Trader Joe's, tomorrow, Friday, the 18th of October. Next week, we're going to be talking with Dr. Arthur Agaston. Now, some of you may know him as the South Beach Diet Doctor. Now, he has a new book out, and it's called The Gluten Solution, and they've apparently done some studies and really understand that there is a gluten intolerance for many people. It's not just a fad that I thought it perhaps it was. He'll tell us about the new gluten intolerance findings next week. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. Join me then.